everybody. You're listening to BBS Radio Station 1 with Adina Banik, and it's Meta Mondays. Today is the 13th of June, and last week I know that I was supposed to be talking about some of the things that I said I was going to be coming out about with myself, and I've been joking and saying, no, it's not that kind of coming out. And then I was thinking about what happened and, you know, the seriousness of it and how it really hit me, and it really hit me hard, and because I feel that, you know, when are we going to learn? When, what will it take us until we realize that we are one person, really? We're one soul. We're really one mind. And we're one body. And so I did just want to say that. I wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. And I think that anyone who's listening today knows that. I do know that. And I do have a lot of free readings that I want to get to. But I want to also say that if you want to call in today, don't be shy. You cannot give us your, you can give us your initial and get a free reading, and you can call us at 888-627-6008. And sometimes if you just want to ask a question, someone had brought this to my attention, and they said that they a lot of times wanted to ask questions. And I know for myself, I get a lot of readings and a lot of questions that are just about metaphysics and just about things that, you know, no one's ever explained to anyone. And they feel silly asking those questions. And I have to say that you really shouldn't feel that way. You know, no one is spending 100% of their time for 35 years reading metaphysical books. I did. That's really what I did. So, and if you're not doing that, you really don't know the answers to certain things. So please call and ask those questions, because someone listening is going to want to know them as well. So I will get to all of the questions, and please do call in if you want a live reading. So I wanted to talk about what I wanted to kind of come out about, and it's really strange, and you're going to think, well, we knew that already. You're not really telling us anything new. But it is, really, because it's not anything that I've ever done fully, and it's not something that I have ever really, I say it and I do it, but I do it as a side with everything else I do. And it took me most of my career before I accepted it. And that's mediumship. And I'm finding that with every reading that I do, more and more people are coming through, more and more. I can't even really get through a reading without having either somebody come through, or if I'm doing an email reading, the desire for me to reach someone and ask, you know, something is very strong. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, and the reason I want to do this is because it also leads back to you. I want you to think back. I want you to remember some of the things that you suppressed. I was also talking with a client the other night, and I've been reading her for a long time. And I never knew something about her because we had always done readings on a certain issue. And this time I said, we're going to do this reading in a different way. And I did. And I got information on her that I had not known, that she had been an indigo child. And she knew. So And she was not allowed to be that person. And she turned into somebody who had been a very strong financial earner, and she had to be that person. And a little over, I think it's been about 6 years, she kind of had a mini meltdown in that area in her life, and it was because she was trying to come out. That girl was trying to come out. So I'm going to tell you what happened to me and what happened with mediumship. I had always talked to angels. It was something that I knew that I was doing ever since I can remember. In fact, I knew that I was psychic and different and conscious of this before I should have been conscious of anything. I remember being about a year old, maybe slightly less than a year old, and I used to have out-of-body experiences. And they weren't told to me because nobody would know I had out-of-body experiences but me. And I had them in a crib, and I would leave my body, and it was very uncomfortable, and I called it baby on the ceiling. And this is what I said. Oh, no, not baby on the ceiling again. I didn't say it like that. I said it in a way I understood. And I said, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not grown up. And when I get grown up, I'll be able to control that. And I spoke to, I didn't know they were angels. I don't know what they were. I knew that there were beings that were friendly, and I knew that I had known them. And I think I knew they were in charge of me, because by this time I was like halfway a baby and halfway still connected up there. So I knew that these beings were in charge of me, and they told me that to remember that I had asked to come here, because I didn't feel that way, and to remember how strong I was, and to remember that I was here to help people, and that they would help me through it. And I remember all sorts of things. And then as I got a little older, I began to relate to them as angels, which is interesting because my house was not a house full of angels. That was not a concept that we learned or heard of, so I don't know how that happened. And I drew pictures of angels. No, I had my older sister draw them. I couldn't draw. But I made up songs about angels and poems about angels. And I sang to angels and played all sorts of games with them. And that was wonderful and beautiful. And then I was 9. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I started to see faces, disembodied faces, all different kinds of faces, but no bodies. And it was, when I say terrifying, I'm talking terrified. Now, angels didn't look like that to me. In fact, angels were more heard than seen. And if I saw them, they were glittery colors, and it was a very different experience, and they were friends. They had been with me since almost birth, and they were, like, so well known to me. These were human faces, and none of them had bodies. And there were 50 of them every night, and they called me by my first name. By the way, in every kind of spirit experience I've ever had, and that has been clairaudient, that has been when I hear people talk to me outside of my body, it sounds like the voice of God. It literally shakes and trembles the room, and light comes out. And before they do that, they say my first name. And this was the same way. They would all call my name. When I was little, I was made fun of by, like, everybody. And they would say my name, each in a different kind of voice. One would be scared. One would be pleading. One would be mad. And as a 9-year-old, I thought they were just making fun of me like everybody else. And I was so scared of these people that I would put the covers over me and shake and shake and scream, go away, go away, go away. I didn't know they were dead. How could I possibly know? I didn't know what they were. And I would beg the angels to take them away. Beg, beg, beg. And I would, like, shut my eyesight down, and I would say, I don't see them. I don't see you. I don't see you. And it took me a very long time. It didn't happen simultaneously that I said it and it went away. It must have taken 3 weeks before I finally begged enough, or I either shut it down or blocked it out enough before I stopped seeing them. But I said, I never, ever, ever want to see this again. And I never did. And when I started doing what I do professionally, I was fine being a psychic, no problem. But it's really interesting that as a psychic, I was clairaudient, I was clairsentient, and claircognizant, which means that I heard, I felt everything that somebody feels, and I'm a claircognizant, which means that I literally know something. And that's a very hard concept for people to understand, but it's like I download information not even knowing it, and I just know the answer. A lot of times, I've made the mistake of thinking I've heard it when I haven't. I know it. I'll know somebody's name. I think I've heard the name, but I haven't. I've been given the name. I know it. So I am a claircognizant, so I would just know the information. But I didn't see. I couldn't actually see things. I wasn't a clairvoyant. And it used to drive me crazy because I wanted to see so badly. Not for a minute did I ever connect it with the fact that I had shut down because of those scary faces. I just dealt with the fact that I didn't see things. It wasn't until, well, I'll tell you what happened. I went to, I was a psychic for many years, and I was doing very well, and I just couldn't see things, but that was okay. And when people asked me if I was a medium, I would say, I'm not a medium. But if you want, I will ask a question. How I knew I could do that, I don't know. I can tell you, my mother was a major medium, but she didn't even believe in it. My mother didn't believe in God. My mother didn't believe in any kind of ESP whatsoever. Nothing. Nothing. She believed in nothing. But every night she'd go to bed, and not every night, because not everybody she knows died every night, but she would go to sleep. And when someone passed over, the next morning my mother would come in. She would tell me that the blue light came again. It was cold again. She would tell me who was there, who had visited her, what they had said, the exact time that they died. And because things were different in those days, we didn't find out for maybe a week or two or maybe 3 weeks that that person had died at that time. Literally that minute, and, you know, where they had lived. I think my mother knew of one person that had been in another country when they passed over, and they told her, by the way, I'm here. And she found out from his daughter that that's where he died. And she would tell me these things, and I would say, well, what do you say about that? And she'd say, oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh, just a little quirk I have. And she didn't believe it. As a matter of fact, the one major, like, fight we had our whole lives was I said there was an afterlife, she said there wasn't, and she said, okay, I'll make you a bet. Oh, first she told me about Houdini, who believes in it, and he said to his wife that I'll make you a bet. When I cross over, I will get a message to you. And unfortunately, Houdini's wife went to every kind of psychic she ever could, and she never could validate the secret word. So my mom said to me, when I pass over, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you you're right. The first year I was professionally doing this, I had a colleague who was a medium. She was strictly a medium, and she did a reading for me. And she's talking, she described my mother completely, 100%. And then she said, she keeps saying this weird thing. So I said, well, she was a little weird. So she said, no, she just keeps saying, tell her she was right. She said, you know what that means? And I burst into complete tears. And I can't, I'm like, right now I have chills all throughout my body because, yeah, she got it through. So, okay, so my mom was a total medium. And I remember, I didn't, did I remember my stuff? No, had no memory, none. I blocked it out. But I always knew I was psychic. It was known in my family that I was, but not as a medium. So then I was working, and I had seen that someone was an angel therapist. Now, this was a long, long time ago, and I put it away for further, I guess, consideration. But I wasn't ready at that time. 10 years later, I was. And I thought, my God, could this be any more perfect? This is what I've always done. And I said, well, I don't need to go to learn how to be an angel therapist. I've been talking to them since I'm born, but I wanted to go. I just wanted to go. And I did. And during the first course and certification, Charles Virtue, whose mom is Doreen Virtue, they're both very different, but he was giving his class, and he gave an introductory to mediumship. And everybody was like, oh no, I don't want to do this. And oh no. And I was didn't feel either way about it. I just said, okay, mediumship, whatever. And he taught you how to do mediumship. I mean, he taught you. He taught you where to go. He taught you what level to go to. I mean, it was really, you don't think someone could teach you how to do that. And there's also, while you're hearing this, I'm going to give you an opinion. And it's an open opinion. There, if you hear any really good professional medium say anything, they will never say things like, you cannot learn to be a medium. Maybe they think you can't. I don't know. But they'll never say it. I once read a book from somebody in England, and she's a medium, and she calls people either natural mediums or mediums who, I think in England, you learn how to be a medium via, I forgot what they're called. I know they're spiritualists, but I think they have these classes. I don't know. And she says that you don't learn, you can't learn, and those people are fake. And she also says a whole bunch of other things that are outrageous to me. She says things like anybody who remembers anything before the age of 5 is either lying straight up, or they have been told these things and they have assimilated it as their own memory. That is clearly not true. That's just not true. And how she can say these things, I don't know. But anyway, I don't think that everybody in this class became a medium. No. But everyone in that class was able to get someone. How do you explain that if you can't teach someone how to do that? I don't have an answer. I can just tell you that many, many, many years ago, before all of this, before we probably spoke, we knew how to communicate with our ancestors. That's how I explain it. What else could we do? We didn't have written words yet. We didn't have ways of communicating yet. Our own intuition was inherently built in to do this. That's how I explain it. Have we forgotten how to do it? Yeah, of course we have. We haven't had to use those muscles in centuries and centuries. So, anyway, we had this mediumship class, and Charles showed us how to do it. And within 5 seconds, I was breathing for the first time in my life. It felt as easy as breathing. The second time I did it, I was a trance medium. And I literally allowed, I don't know if I allowed or she just came, but I was speaking in a French accent. I was the sister of the person I was reading, and I knew everything about her because she was in me. She spoke through me. I spoke with her gestures, her accent. It was amazing. I was still me. I didn't go away, but I let her have the floor. I just let her say what she needed to say. And the guy literally dragged his chair back in horror and looked at me like I've never seen anybody so repulsed. He was terrified, I think. And I never did it again after that because he was really scared. I was having a great time, but he wasn't. So I didn't do that again. But I knew at that moment that I was a medium. It took me 3 more years before I allowed it to come out. Then I went and I did a 5-day workshop with, before that. I went and took Charles's mediumship training, and that was amazing too. And then I went back to Charles and took my advanced angel practitioner's course. And then I went to James Van Praagh for a 5-day intensive. And it still even took more time because I still hadn't connected what I had pushed away until very recently. I started to make the connection that the only time that I was clairvoyant was in mediumship readings. And I still didn't get it. And I forgot what it was that made me remember. But something just recently made me remember what happened when I shut it all down and how scared I was. And I'm coming to terms with all of that now. And I have never thought, I'm the type of person that remembers everything. Well, I used to. Now I'm old and I don't remember anything. But I've always been able to remember everything that's ever happened to me. And I don't block things out. So the fact that I blocked that out has always been, that really freaks me out. And it must have been very, very heavy for me to block that out. And I still can't believe that I did that. And there, I think that's so strange for me. And if I could do that, I'm wondering how many kids out here, especially who are older, like me, who we weren't allowed to express that kind of stuff. You know, I think things are a lot different now. How many kids are out there that have been, you know, gifted and just were told, stop that, don't do that, that's ridiculous, you didn't really see that. And that's why I'm bringing this up, because I think there are so many more of us out here than we know. I think mine was just so strong. There was no way I was going to deny it. Besides that, I had so many experiences throughout my life that they didn't go away. They just kept coming and coming and coming, although they were not mediumship. So, I think I came out, well, not yet, but what I am saying is that I think I might start doing mediumship and angel practitioner work solely. And I never really wanted to do that, but that is where my heart is. I'm realizing that it's where my heart is. So that's what I had to do. That's what I had to say. And maybe we'll take a break. And then when I come back, I will answer all your questions. What do you think? Sound good? You're listening to the BBS station, Meta Mondays with Adina Bannon. And we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Adina Bannick, and you're listening to Meta Mondays. And if you want to call in, it's definitely free and a good time to do it now. So the number is 888-627-6008. Feel free. In the meantime, I will start a reading. Now, let's see. Okay. I'm going to do this one. I had, and I did make a post about a sentence on here, but I have to say that this was the cutest email question I got. I have to do it. I'm going to read it to you the way I want to read it to you, okay? This is from Tay. Tay asked this question. I have gone on 6 dates with my friend S. Date of birth, editing. His is editing. Last year in a dream, my deceased grandmother told me in a dream that he is my soulmate. I was wondering if he is my twin flame or if he's just my soulmate. Do you see us going on more dates and getting into a relationship? If so, when? This July? Sooner? Do you see us getting married one day? Is he in love with me, or does he like another girl right now? Is it S? Was he trying to make me jealous by saying she looks good? Will he forgive me for lying about why I couldn't go to the party? Will he forgive me for not going to the party and for the whole breast thing? Will my parents approve of us if we get together? Should I apologize to him for not going to the party? Tell my parents they wouldn't let me go? Tell him the truth? Or leave him alone and give him space? What's the best thing to do right now? Will he ever trust me again? Well, Tay, let me tell you. No, I'm not going to joke. I am going to answer Tay. And now, usually you know that I'm very serious about that one question and that I would make Tay go back and rewrite this whole thing into one question. But I couldn't help it. I laughed and I thought she was the cutest thing on earth. So, yes, I am going to answer her. Now, the thing that I had picked out was when she said, is he my twin flame or just my soulmate? does it really matter? Wouldn't you take one of them? So I'm going to go look. Oh, and by the way, yes, she is definitely old enough to be getting a reading. She might sound younger than she is. So I hope you're listening, Tay. I'm going to go see. Oh, first of all, maybe I should see if her grandmother really came to her or if that was a dream. Hold on a minute. Give me a second. Hold on. I wonder if I'm going to be able to get that. Okay, let me see. I got her. Oh, hold on. Wow. She misses her. Okay, no. Yeah. Okay, so this is what I think happened with the dream. I think that Tay was feeling hurt. And I think that I got a chill up my right leg. I think that what happened was that for Tay, her grandmother, but I think she did come to her. She did. I think her grandmother was someone that always comforted her and made her feel that everything was all right. Okay. I am going over to S. Now, by the way, this email question was a while ago. So, not that long ago, but a while ago. So I'm going to see if S, how he feels about you. Okay. What did you find out? Oh, okay. I see. Wow. I didn't expect that. So Tay, you're mad at him now. And he's brokenhearted, huh? What happened? It looks like the tables have turned. And he wants you, and you don't want him. How did that happen? Okay. Let me find out where you are now. Okay. Okay, apparently S didn't call you, I think, in time or in your time period. And you have taken umbrage against that and have not forgiven him. Oh, and you've moved on. Okay, so that's the end of that. It seems as if Tay has started something with someone else. Well, that's how fast it goes. No twin flame, no soulmate. So, I'm glad she's happy. Okay, now I have a question from A.B. A.B. wants to know. Now, this is a little surprising. A.B. is as old as my son, and she wants to know if she's going to have a family of her own in the future or not. A, I'm a little nervous that you would ask a question being as young as you are and thinking that any reason why you wouldn't. I am going to look, but I just can't imagine. You have so much time. But of course I'm going to look for you. Okay, let's see. By the way, everyone, I don't answer questions on pregnancy at all. So please don't write me in about those questions. I don't ever answer them. A is not asking me specifically about a pregnancy. She's asking about a family, and that's a different thing. Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. I got a very immediate, almost immediate answer. Uh-huh. But I understand why you're asking that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. Okay, and then go ahead. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, 100%. You will have not only a family, but you will be very happy with the person you're with. So it's a big, big yes. I'm just doing one thing right here and looking at what I see in the at the middle, at the core of this for you. Okay. A... whatever, and I can't tell exactly what it is that has devastated you. I can't tell exactly. Whatever it is, I want you to be objective, okay? Please be objective. And when you regain your balance, I want you to open up and I want you to think realistically. And I promise you, not only are you going to be happy, I also got a lot of security, okay? And, by the way, you're also, you have a lot of wisdom. Please use it, okay? All right. I just want you to know that you're definitely going to have that. Okay. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now, this is going to be difficult for me to answer, but I want to try. A.M. asked, I'm not very sure if the last email I sent got to you, so here's the second try. When I was little, I saw a bright see-through light standing at my doorway in the middle of the night. I was confused, and that led to me being concerned. So I sat up and moved around to see if I could do anything. It just stood there. I lied back down and stared at it until my eyes got heavy, and I fell back asleep to it just standing there. It didn't have any features at all. It was just the shape of a body. Could you find out what it was and what it was there for? Thank you. I don't know that I could do that. I think if we were on the phone, I could. I would probably ask you who had passed over around that time. But that would be difficult for me to be able to do now. So since I don't know if I could, what I want to do is... And the reason I can't do a mediumship like this is because I don't bring them here. You do. The medium is the medium. Whoever is here for you isn't going to come for me. They're going to come for the emotional connection to you. And while I can certainly do it over the phone, and I could probably do it in an email if you gave me the name of that person or their nickname, and I said to that person, your granddaughter or, you know, is asking, and I'm asking on their behalf, but to just do it like this, there's no emotional connection at all. So I couldn't. But what I am going to do is ask the angels. They will help us. And I don't want to do it in a psychic reading because that's not the way I kind of want to approach this. So I'm going to ask the angels what that was. Let's see what we get. I'm also going to find out who, oh, I know. I'm going to find out who was working with you, too. Okay. 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 She was little. But I'm asking back then, are you giving that answer to A back then? How little? I wish I knew how little you were. Okay, everybody, just tell me this. Okay, there does seem to be a kind of theme here at the time. And I want to say that Archangel Jeremiah, who is like the mystery solver, and he's about forgiveness, was working with you then. And he was trying to get a message across to you that, and I'm not positive, but I can check, and I'm going to check another way. But he was saying that there was a difficult situation happening at that time, I think, and that he was telling you it was the worst was over and that you were going to get through all of the challenges that were happening at the time. And that even though you couldn't see it, there were going to be good things that would come out of that time that you were experiencing. At the same time, you were also being told that to kind of give all the things that you were worried about to the angels and let them help you. And I don't know that you got that message because I don't think it was clear to you, but I think that's what they were trying to say. So if you want to AM, kind of write me and tell me at askadina@gmail.com and let me know what was happening around that time. Let me know if this applies. I just looked on a psychic level. There were issues going on in the family at the time. I do believe that's true. That's what was going on. So I do think that's why they were there. So that is why that happened. Okay? Okay, honey. I think we got that kind of solved. Okay. This one is from Michael. He wants to know if DS is going to come back into my life and how do they really feel about me? Okay, let's see. Let's go look and see how D feels about Michael. Let's see. How does D feel about Michael? Okay. going back and forth, back and forth. G feels like one or both of you is running away from commitment. D feels that something's unfair. Wait a minute. It's either unfair or it deals with the house. So I'm wondering if it's not so much unfair. It might actually be more than that. It might actually be legal, because I'm getting a home and I'm getting financial things. And as if all of the responsibility lies on these shoulders. And I'm also getting, let me see something. I think I'm getting it. Hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. Why? Just tell me why, D. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. I'll put it to you this way, Michael. D definitely loves you. And D feels a strong soul connection deeply. And now I know who's not committed. It's you. She feels that you are torn. You are the one who doesn't want commitment. Oh, I got the answer. She wants to get married. Okay. That's what she wants. So, if you want D back in your life, I think what has to be addressed is the commitment level. And I guess you know what she wants. She's very practical. She wants you to get married. And I think you know that too. So if that's what you want, then this has to be addressed. Okay. And do we have time for one more? Let's see. I got a couple done today. I'm so happy. Let's go look. Let's see if I can get one more done. Okay, I'm going to do this one. Emma wants to know, is Jay going to show or confirm his feelings? Is he the one for me? I don't know, but I am going to address the question, is Jay going to show or confirm his feelings? I can't answer whether he's the one. That would take a little longer, and we don't have enough time. So let's just go check to see. All right, Jay, are you going to show or confirm your feelings to Emma? Okay, let's see what we get. Okay. First of all, I want to say that he is somebody that wants to definitely be in your life, but he wants to be honest about that. I don't think he is the type of person who wants to feel as if he's got to tell you something that isn't true. I think that he is going through a period where he is going back and forth about whether he wants to stay or leave in something. It might not be you, though. I think it's something else. I really do. And I think that he will confirm his feelings for you. I think that I think you've made him feel completely renewed about a lot of things in his life. And I think that he is taking his time and taking space and thinking about a lot of things. And I think he's going to come out of it wanting to move ahead. That's really what I believe. So, yes, is my answer. But there's still a lot of sadness, and I think it has to do with another situation. And I think it has to do with money. And he's very obsessed with money. I hope you understand what I mean. So, okay, I don't want to start another reading because I don't know that we'll have the time for that. I do want to say that I have received a manuscript from someone, and I'll have that person on within the next few weeks. And I am speaking to somebody tomorrow to have them possibly on the show. And one of the great things about BBS is we get constant people writing in to be on the show all the time. And that was something that never happens at my other network. And so we just have people that we could have on any time. So I just started, so I haven't had a chance to do this. And I missed one show already. So I will be having a lot of people on the show, which will be exciting, and I'll have old favorites on and new favorites. So if you have any people that you would like me to get, please let me know, because the last time, no one ever made any suggestions about who you'd want, and I really want you to be a part of this. So write me, tell me what you want to see, or what you want me to bring up as a topic, and I will be more than happy to do that. And did I have something else to say? Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. And so I will let you know before each show, as soon as I find out how to do that, and I should know. I'll do it on Facebook anyway, but I'll tell you what's coming up each week. And keep writing in your free questions, and I will keep answering them and call in. So it was wonderful to talk to you. And, oh, yes, I wanted to announce Ariel, Ariel.com, A-Y-R-I-A-L. It's a wonderful community of professional and certified spiritual consultants that I will be working from. I still have my own site, of course, but there are a lot of really qualified and wonderful people there. The owner has her own radio show, and we will be having classes, and I will be running my own angel group, my own angel workshop, and I will be certifying it. So if you take it, you will be certified as an angel practitioner. So, or whatever I name that and patent that as. So there's a whole new stuff beginning, and it's going to be exciting. So, and you can, of course, come to me as well for private readings at askadina.com. And I am running a June special, so look for it on my site. And have a wonderful week, everybody. Thanks for listening in. It's BSS, BBS Radio.